Jess this morning. Before you came in on the roll call, we were talking about the grossest thing that your significant other does.
Oh, boy.
And
I'm surprised that people would, you know, be so honest about this one.
I'm glad they were. So I was a little concerned that my wife would be like, what are you talking about? Like,
Don't you dare.
And she actually texted me when she was listening. And I came out and said, look, my queen. Everything that emanates forth from her is all sunshine, rainbows, and glitter. She is a sheer perfection. Yeah. However, however, she has a tendency to take hard-boiled eggs and put them in old pickle juice and let them sit in the fridge forever and then eat them. And I just find it's just,
just really? Awful. Does it smell bad when it comes out?
Yes, of course. Oh. It's pickle juice and she loves pickles. She she loves eggs. I love them both, too. I just don't love. I think it's the visual of the egg just floating in there.
It's like a little eyeball.
Yeah,
a...
she calls it her golden egg.
Ew.
As if some magical, mythical goose laid it. No, it's a flippin' chicken egg, hard-boiled. It's been floating in that old pickle juice for like 2 weeks, and you're about ready to eat it. That's gross. Don't even come near me after you eat it.
And then
I was honest enough to say, you know what? What's gross about me? And I knew immediately it was Hawk and Lucas.
Yes, and I can agree with that.
I had to warn you that I've been solo on this morning show for a long time. And there are things that I did because there's nobody else here. I didn't have to worry about it. But now that you're here, in order to prepare you for what it's like to be around me.
Yep.
Especially in the morning, I have a phlegm buildup, and sometimes you got a hockaloopy.
Oh, my gosh.
And apparently, that's not unusual. We had listeners calling in talking about hockaloopy.
Well, yeah, but they don't do it with other people around. Yeah,
well, maybe they do, maybe they don't. Okay. I don't know. But my wife actually confirmed that with the email, the text.
Okay, well, I asked you what,
yeah, and you too. I just did it recently. I did it a little louder than usual.
You did. So here, this is what it sounds like.
I'm not going to do it on the air because I mean, I'm in the business of trying to keep listeners, you know, not lose them. But, and we may have lost a few just saying hockaloogie on the air.
Like,
but
all right, I'm done.
So I want to know, Austin, what's the grossest thing that you can think of that Austin does?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so this man is just perfection. And I've been trying to think of something this whole morning.
Yeah.
And the closest thing I can think of is he puts syrup on his eggs in the morning.
Oh. Yeah, that's not. That doesn't even count.
That's the best I got.
There's too many people listening going, I love that. There's nothing gross about it. And others that are just a little weirded out. Yeah. What about you, though? If you were being honest or you thought he would answer, what would he say? The grossest thing you do. First thing Jess does.
I don't want to talk about my nasty habits.
What is it that you would think is the grossest thing?
We'll get real here. So I got a pretty good belch.
You can burp it out.
I can burp it out.
Okay, I will. I respect that. I totally respect because I'm a guy that hawks loogies.
He does not like it. He's just like, you know what, you grew up
in a family that made that like an activity. Like
they're the potty humor type.
Yeah, so they
so
love
they're
burping
like, yeah, Jesse, let's go.
Burp the alphabet.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So they kind of praise it. So when I got married and was like, what is like, oh yeah, that's
so you remember
my family.
The first time you did that thinking nobody would have a problem with it. And he was just like,
that's gross. Yeah. And so I haven't done it really since. But now that we got the baby, I don't know. I feel like after after I was pregnant and had a baby,
You can do whatever you want.
Well, yeah.
You're like, nothing's gross anymore. I can do whatever I want. I made a human. Uh-huh. You can just deal with my burping and my grossness because I'm a mom. I'm a mom.
Yeah.
There are moms.
And there's some other things that have happened.
Sure. There are moms cheering right now to hear a man say that, by the way.
There are just things that kind of open up.
Yeah.
Okay, we're just going to end there.
Yeah, exactly. No, I've had four kids. I get you.
There's lasting effects.
I get you and I got you. Mm-hmm. All right.